I'm composer Ola Yalo, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlock and Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Wolf. I'm 14 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlock and Public Radio.
Thank you, Wolf, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to the first day of a brand new week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to listen to a big piece of music in small parts, and then on Friday, we'll hear the whole thing. So what is this great big piece of music? Well, it's really big and really famous. It is the William Tell Overture. I'll bet you've heard this part. Does that sound familiar? Well, this week we're going to work our way up to that part. The William Tell Overture was written by the Italian composer Gioachino Rossini, and it was the last overture that he wrote. Now, big question, what's an overture? That's usually the first piece of music you hear before an opera starts, and often that'll contain themes or ideas of the music that you're going to hear later. Now, normally, Rossini's overtures were just for tapping your toes to. That's all he wanted to do, was play you a fun piece of music to enjoy things before the show got started. But in this instance, he took a different approach. Just for this overture, he wrote four long parts and stitched them together, each with a different kind of idea that represents something in the William Tell opera. Today we're going to hear the first section of the William Tell Overture. It's called Sunrise in the Alps. The Alps are in Switzerland. That's where William Tell is set. So it begins with just a beautiful sunrise. You're going to hear the cello come up, and the sun is rising, and the Swiss Alps are this big mountain range with lots of greenery and snow on top, very far away. Here's Kevin Rhodes conducting the Traverse Symphony Orchestra in the first part of Rossini's William Tell Overture, Sunrise in the Alps.
Thank you.
Kevin Rhodes conducted the Traverse Symphony Orchestra in Part 1, Sunrise in the Alps, of the William Tell Overture by Gioachino Rossini. We'll hear Part 2 of the overture tomorrow. Now, kids commuters, apparently we had a technical glitch on Friday when we were going to ask you the Quizlet question, so I'm going to give you one more opportunity to win last week's prize pack today. Why not? Happy Monday. Last week was Sibling Week on Kids Commute. Here is the question in case you missed it on Friday. Again, we'll give you one more day to get it. Anthony and Damare McGill, remember they are flutists and clarinetists, they went to summer camp. Where did they go to summer camp? If you remember the name of where brothers Anthony and Damare McGill went to summer camp, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. The answer will be in one of the episodes from last week. Not too hard to find. And that's at our website, kidscommute.org. Of course, the hint for our new Quizlet question is coming up this week. We'll let you know when to keep your ears perked. But for now, that other one, let's answer that. Where did the McGill brothers go to camp? Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.